The fishing trip begins with the speedboat whizzing through Sawgrass Recreational Park, further and further down a canal past gators and multiple species of birds. At the helm is Neil Stark, a competitive angler.
When you feel him pegged out a couple times, point your rod right at him, then hit him. Hit him pretty good.
On this trip, Neil is traveling with Rudy Watt, a 52-year-old Army veteran. Rudy was diagnosed with PTSD 10 years ago after being airlifted out of Kuwait because of an injury. Over time, he became, in his words, a shut-in, sitting at home alone with his two dogs.
Lay on the couch and watch TV, and that's about it.
And then last August, his therapist at the Miami VA hospital had the idea to connect Rudy to Neil. Rudy already loved deep-sea diving and just being in the water. And Neil had started this program to take veterans fishing because, he says, he never served his country as a soldier, and he wanted to serve in his own way. He calls the program Fishing with America's Finest. He's taken hundreds of vets on these trips.
It shows them that there is still peace and tranquility out there, and there's somewhere they could go where it's completely quiet.
There is a certain excitement there when you hook a fish and you're bringing them in and everything, you know. But just being underwater is what is the magic.
Neil and Rudy crack some jokes. They break out some cigars.
You drank Red Bull this morning, and you're reeling and reeling and getting to the end, or you just keep reeling because you're Red Bulled.
They've been on a bunch of these trips together.
Blessed with the ability to understand people.
They're the subjects of a documentary called Rudy and Neil Go Fishing. The film explores the nature of their friendship.
And put people at ease. I'm going to help Rudy.
Abigail Sharon, the film's director, said that relationship was key in making the treatment of PTSD something people could relate to.
These guys on the water, Rudy gives himself over to Neil. And Neil helps him and guides him and takes him through the process of how to fish properly, how to just be quiet, how to enjoy and look at nature.
It's not just a fishing thing for me. I mean, it.
Rudy's rather than that, besides going fishing.
Yeah, Rudy's he's my friend.
Rudy still struggles with PTSD. He still spends a lot of time alone at home on the couch. But because of the fishing program, he gets out more than he used to. He gets to spend more time on the water and have more moments of peace.
It's the healing quality of water. Whether you're in it, on it, or around it, it always helps.
The documentary about Rudy and Neil is almost finished. Director Abigail Sharon hopes to get it into festivals starting next month. I'm Lance Dixon in Miami.